USA Radio News.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck. Because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So
President Trump at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. The president continues.
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was facing tough questions today on Capitol Hill regarding data collection and user privacy. Some Republicans have accused Google of blocking conservative views. The search engine, though, denies that claim. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Lawmakers have reached an agreement on a farm bill, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
It's a mammoth package that would fund key safety net programs for the next 5 years. The conference report signed by members of the House and Senate, a result of months of negotiations. The bill has a price tag of $867 billion over a decade. It's expected to be brought to a vote this week in the House. It reauthorizes crop insurance and conservation programs and legalizes the cultivation of industrial hemp, but does not make significant changes to the food stamp program that serves nearly 40 million low-income Americans.
Jimmy Dean is issuing a warning over its frozen pork and poultry sausage. Nearly 30 pounds of it are being recalled over user complaints of metal pieces found in the sausages. The Department of Ag is saying the recall includes Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A new survey out from the employment staffing service Monster.com came out and said that money was one of the top priorities of job seekers. Now, one of the things, though, that can hold us back from finding that new opportunity is fear, especially fear of the unknown. Well, Jen Sincero has a website, and she's an entrepreneur, and she's also a financial expert. She joined me, and one of the things we discussed was fear.
Fear is necessary if you're going to change your life. If you're not scared, you're doing something wrong because it means you're staying in your familiarity zone. So, of course, it's scary doing something, but it's also really exciting. So what you're looking for is that, I call it like the terror excitement of changing your life. You need to be equal parts terrified and excited, and then you know you've hit the bullseye, and that's exactly what you should do.
Jen also talks about how sometimes when we want to make changes in our life, that also means breaking off relationships that might not be healthy and finding new friends.
You almost always need to change that if you're going to improve yourself. Because when you decide to change who you're being, you know, we all hang out with people who are sort of at the same level as us. So if you want to really go for it in a whole new way, you often have to seek out all new people. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of your old friends, but it does mean you need to hang out with people who are going to inspire you and support you and give you ideas and model the fact that you can do anything you want to do with your life. It is so important. We are so malleable and are so affected by the people who surround us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.